Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, I'm John Jackson and welcome to another episode of the TalkSport Daily podcast. A week later than originally planned, the first leg of the Carabao Cup semi-final between Liverpool and Arsenal took place at Anfield. And while the game ended goalless live on TalkSport, there was one major talking point.
Now Liverpool attacking, space on the far side, the right. Jota is chasing it, Ramsdale didn't know where to come. Oh, that's a bad challenge by Xhaka.
Could be red.
It's a red card for Granit Xhaka again. Sent off against Manchester City in a big game at the beginning of the season. He gave away a penalty in a huge match just 10 days ago. And now in the semi-finals of the Carabao Cup, he has been given a straight red card 24 minutes into the first leg.
He tries to stop him and it's a red card, but I wouldn't like to talk too much about it. I want to focus on what the players did tonight, to play 70 minutes at Anfield with 10 men against this extraordinary team. Credit to the boys.
What a result for Arsenal, because when Xhaka gets sent off again, he now misses four games. Am I right in saying he misses four?
It depends. Is it dangerous foul play he got sent off for? That's the question. If the answer to that is question, then I think it goes up to four, because that's a three-match ban, plus then one is added because it's his second red of the season.
Liverpool in the end looked ordinary. They looked devoid of any real thought in how to break 10 down. They never exposed an area. They never developed any overloads, particularly in the wide areas. And when the cross come in, it was holding. It was Ben White. It was Gabriel that was determined to get there first. So full marks to Arsenal tonight.
Obviously, it looks like we fell under pressure. That makes not too much sense, I know, but it's not the first time that it happened. It's a two-leg semi-final, so half-time, 0-0. And I never, ever in my life was sitting in a dressing room at half-time and it was 0-0 and thought, oh my God, how could that happen? So there's a second half to play and we will go there.
Mo Salah has just negotiated another 25 grand a week. That's what
absolutely
he's done. When are we going to have some clarity from the owners about what is happening with our club? If they don't do anything with the budget in the summer or January, I could see Klopp going.
Granit Xhaka missing the London derby on Sunday might be some good news for Antonio Conte at Tottenham, but after they were comprehensively beaten in both legs of their Carabao Cup semi-final against Chelsea, it's no real surprise the Italian's already looking frustrated on the touchline. He's probably got one eye on what's going on at Manchester United, to be honest. We heard what two former Tottenham players think about the situation, but first, Simon Jordan smells trouble.
If you're wanting to have a team with arguably one of the top five managers in the world, somewhere along the line, unless he gets a reasonable, and I emphasise the word reasonable, level of support to be able to supplement the expertise that he brings, you're going to be on a collision course.
I spoke with the club and I had my thoughts about the situation, and I think this is the most important thing. Then the club has to decide the best way to go. In this moment, the best possible way is to try to get out the best of my players and to improve the squad.
I think it's the best manager we've ever had in the Premier League years. We've got him in his peak. And if you don't back him now, February the 2nd, he will walk.
When Antonio Conte got the job, I was so excited. I spoke to a lot of my Spurs friends and I was like, wow, he is an unbelievable manager with his experience. And all you've got to do is look at the stats. And I looked at the running stats in terms of distance and stuff like that, and I could not believe in such a short space of time the improvement. I couldn't believe it. If he gets an opportunity to bring in the players that he wants, then the club will kick on and get into that Champions League spot.
Well, Jermaine Defoe also told TalkSport he's not ready to hang up his boots just yet after leaving Rangers at the age of 39. He was also one of several guests who backed an England call-up for West Ham's Jared Bowen.
He just seems to be improving every game. He scores goals, he's sharp. Kind of a manager like David Moyes will always improve you anyway because his attention to detail on the training, man, he's experienced in that. But I'll be thinking I could be that surprise name on the plane, 100%.
Bowen with the left-footed effort into the corner. What a strike it was from Jared Bowen.
There will be space in there for him, 100%, because the way he's playing, the goals he's scoring, the assists, Gareth Southgate, like Ali says, he will reward players that are doing well. You don't have to be a player at Chelsea, Manchester United, Man City anymore. You can be at any club in the Premier League. If you're doing it and you're getting the numbers like Bowen is, he has to get a call up. He has to.
Now, £50 million changed hands in two deals on Thursday. Newcastle were one of the sides to splash out £25 million on Chris Wood from Burnley. Alan Brazil, Ali McCoist and Gabriel Ogbonlahor discussed the move on TalkSport Breakfast. But first, let's hear from the man himself.
It was just one of those feelings that you had, like, I think it's the right time in my career. I've been at Burnley for 4.5 years, was very comfortable, very happy and settled there. But when I look at myself, I think nothing ever great happens in your comfort zone. And I'm a firm believer in you have to step yourself out of the way and out of your comfort zone to achieve greatness. There's no illusion that this is going to be a big challenge for me, but it could potentially be great for me at the exact same time and great for the club. So that's how I knew it was the right decision and the right timing for me to head this way.
And there's the header, and there's the hat-trick from Chris Wood. An imperious header. What a first half for Chris Wood.
Burnley have never been big payers. So all his career, while he's been at Burnley, he's probably been on a certain amount of money. He's getting a chance to go to Newcastle and probably double his money.
No, I get
maybe 30, I get 40 grand a week,
but,
30
well,
to 80.
Wait a minute. Never mind the money situation. Look at the footballing situation. Would you think that Newcastle have got a better chance of staying up than Burnley?
I don't know the fixtures in front of me.
I do.
I think Burnley have got a better chance of staying up than Newcastle.
You think so?
Yeah, I do. I think if you lose your front to Newcastle, you're stuffed.
Oh, Burnley, you're going to even spend that £25 million? They might just keep that.
That wasn't the only bit of business done, with Aston Villa splashing £25 million of their cash on Luca Digne from Everton. Their former captain, Gabby Ogbonlahor, met some resistance from the Scottish half of the TalkSport Breakfast Show.
You don't think he's a good player?
Don't start. Ali, come on.
I wouldn't be getting too excited.
Digne? He's outstanding.
Really?
Come on.
No.
Come on.
No.
Come on, guys. Ali.
I think he's good. I'm not sure he's outstanding.
He flies forward. He's got pace. He's probably got a good delivery.
And by the way, are you getting too excited about things lately?
I'm going to throw this one at you as well. I've got a question mark over Coutinho.
Have you?
Yeah. I think he's an excellent player.
Mm-hmm.
Or, sorry, I think he was an excellent player. I still think there's talent there. And I just hope, from Villa's point of view, that Stephen and the rest of the team can get the best out of
it's
something we're going to have to watch.
You know, Gerrard leaves Rangers and he's slagging every signing he makes. It's amazing, isn't it?
Now, Cristiano Ronaldo suggested Manchester United should be a top three club and anything else is unacceptable earlier in the week. I'll just remind you, they are seventh in the Premier League at the moment. He's since reaffirmed his support for United's interim manager Ralph Rangnick as well. And that's gained even more respect from TalkSport Drive host Darren Bent.
It changed many things, but any time, you know, to put his ideas through the players and in the pitch as well. Takes time, but I believe that he's going to do it a good job. We knew it that we don't play the best football as we should do, but we have many games to improve. Since he arrived, I think in some points we are better, but as I told you before, you need time. It's not that easy to change the mentality of players and the way they play, the system and the culture. Like that. So I believe that he's going to do it a good job.
Fernandes with the ball towards Ronaldo. He hits it first time. What a volley. What a goal. A lovely finish by Cristiano Ronaldo.
I like his mentality. I really like it. And you talk about someone who's won the absolute lot. Individual accolades, team accolades, the biggest trophies there is to win. The fact that he's not happy with them competing for the top four is unacceptable. I like that. Listen, they've got no chance, in my opinion, of getting into that top three. They are absolutely miles away from catching the likes of Chelsea, Liverpool, Manchester City. I mean, the gap's huge. So for me, no. But as I said, I like it. And I think players in the dressing room, listening to someone of that stature talk, I think it will ring bells in areas thinking, well, maybe we are underachieving. Because it is Manchester United Football Club at the end of the day. When he left Manchester United, the state of the football club, they were winning Premier League titles, Champions Leagues. So he left them when they were at the peak of their powers. He's come back to this football club now, and it's a shell of itself. It's nowhere near the Manchester United that he left. So I like what he said. I like the attitude. But in terms of getting in that top three, no chance for me.
To boxing now, and Del Boy Derek Chisora joined White and Jordan to discuss his future in the sport. Aside from calling out Deontay Wilder, he also butted metaphorical heads with Simon Jordan. He isn't the first, and he definitely won't be the last.
These guys said to me, yeah, you won't have the balls. He didn't say it. Other people said, you won't have the balls to say it to the fella. I said, well, it's not a case of balls. If someone asks me an honest question,
listen, I think everybody gets a pair of balls if you're on the other side of the phone. Do you understand?
Yes.
Yeah.
We can all be telephone tough guys. Yeah. I get it. But yeah, I would have said the same thing to you in the studio, mate.
No. I don't think so. At that time, I don't think so. I know. I'm 100%. You would not walk down the street and tell me. If you from
if
nowhere,
you ask me,
no,
if from you ask nowhere, me in context.
Listen, I'll be honest with you. Most people, you ever realize people, like when you walk in the room, they love you, they cheer for you. When you walk out, they're like, oh man, I got it.
The heavyweight division is in focus on the latest Boxing Insider on the TalkSport Boxing channel on YouTube. Tyson Fury's promoter Frank Warren is the special guest. And if you think heavyweight boxing is a mess, I'd love to know what you think about England's Ashes tour. Joe Root's side spent more time in quarantine to enter Australia than they did actually competing for the hallowed urn. And former England bowler Jade Dernbach thinks it's time to move on from the series. That is despite it being the first day of the fifth test in Hobart.
In a statistically driven sport as cricket is, it's not difficult to see who played well and who didn't. And if nobody's going to lose their job, which you never wish anybody to, then I don't really see the point. We all understand we've been outplayed. Australia have been the better side. We've not got our team right. I think we draw a line down and move on. I think we do spend too much time reviewing things that we can't make any changes to, or we spent too much time looking too far ahead when you don't know what injuries you're going to have. You don't know you're going to be without Jofra Archer for the best part of 18 months, who could have made a real difference, in my opinion, in Australian conditions, but we didn't have him. So we forget about it. This is the problem with looking too far ahead. We unfortunately couldn't take care of what was put in front of us, and that's often the issue. Sometimes you need to grab the bull by the horns, get yourselves in a scrap, get yourselves in a fight, scrap for everything, for every run, for every wicket, and see where you get to at the end of the 5 days.
Off the back of three very difficult games where we've underperformed, not shown, you know, the best of our skills and our performance as a team, to come back and get something from that game. Showed a great amount of character and something definitely for us to build on moving forward.
Well, thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or whichever podcast app you choose to use. We've got another huge game day coming up on Saturday with three exclusive Premier League commentaries across the TalkSport network. That includes Manchester City versus Chelsea from 12:30 p.m. There'll be another one of these TalkSport daily podcasts out first thing in the morning. Until then, stay safe, everyone. Stay safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.